If the person ate something that did not require birchas hamazon, it can't be yotzei birchas hamazon. He has to make a bar nefoshes, and even if he has to make a alamichia, also it's not covered by that. And we'll see, Mishnah Berurah brings it over here, what happened if he ate dates or he drank wine. So over there, we pass him to the evidence birchas hamazon helps for satiate more so than other things. Also, Mishnah Berurah says the various achrayim that say, daisa, hot cereal, which is a mezainis, if you made birchas hamazon, you'll be yotzei b'di'evid. So the same thing would apply over there. The ma'aseh is the rumorings from Mogen Avraham says, the chatchila, you should not be mechaven to be yotzei with the birchas hamazon, mechaven not to be yotzei with the birchas hamazon, and the chatchila, you should make that accurate bracha, even for dates and wine and the like. According to the mechaven, to have the 10 people for the bracha shame, it's enough to have a 7 plus 3 that are not eating bread. According to this opinion, for Shloisha, you have a small amount of people, you have to have all of them eating bread. Truth is, if you make an equation, if you need 70%, if you have 2, you don't have 70%. And that's his opinion. Ava, not everybody agrees to this. Shemin, the Gazai, Dogen, Mahani, Afil, Enapas. If the third person ate some type of Mizaynus, that's good enough, even though he's not going to make a meal some Muslim. The Shemin, the Yakov, Michael, Mahani, and the third opinion, Tosis and the Rosh Rabbeinu Yoina say the same thing as 10, that anything that will be mistaf to the 10 is also mistaf to the third person by the Mizimah. Hilchel, Shnaim She'ochlu, Vosh Lisha, Im Yechoyim Las Kiko She'ochlu, Pas, Chayis Pas Mutuf, Lachat Chivish, and try to get the third person to eat bread to be Yechoyim Las Shitas. And Eder Reisa, Lo Yitnu Lo Lish Tosis, Vilo Yimaychel Achet, should avoid giving him something else to eat because then you get involved in the suffering. To make the Birchas Hamazon, even though he did not eat bread. Mr. Bruce says, today the minhag is that he doesn't want to eat bread, then lachatchila we give him to eat anything else that has some type of flavor, because we are samech on opinions that hold that even 3 is enough to have 2 that ate bread and 1 that ate something else. Siv dalet chaveirim shochlun ke'echem, k'sasem ochlun k'dei svir, k'sasem lo'echlun ela k'zayis. We have a group of people together. Some of them ate enough to be satiated, which is the chayim v'yichas hamazon min ha-Torah, and others that only ate a share of the rabbanon. So, im kulam yedin l'varach mitzvah shivah chayim v'yichas k'dei svia, you ate the chayim. If they all know how to make a bracha, then the one who ate the share of the raita should be wasted the other ones, because he's vadim l'chuyim v'dovah l'kol ha-shitas. But if the one that ate the share of the rabbanon is going to be wasted the one that ate the share of the raita, it's coming out that he ate only a share of the rabbanon, which is less than the share of achiv of the raita. Mishnah Berurah says another point that this kepeda, that the one who ate the share of the raita should make the ziman as one of the one who is being mezamin is being mitzvah to the other ones. But today, he's not being mitzvah to anybody, so you don't have to be makbar on it. Whereas, it'll be an interesting thing, you have a shever brachas at someone's home and then you have to find who really ate a share of the raita. So the way we do today is not a problem. Zim ein yoydim kun levarach, mishof gazayis, yochol, Loitzi af oisen she'och l'gedei sviya erbi chidish. Generally we say that if I'm a chuyv d'rabban, you're a chuyv d'rais, I cannot be moitzi you. Here we say, I can moitzi you. Why? Because min ha-Torah, even if I did not eat, I could be moitzi you. Because we know that the concept of a person is b'yotza moitzi. And here, it's not a bracha before you eat that you don't have to eat. You already ate, so you have a chuyv to make birchas hamazon. So, l'chayra, I should be able to be moitzi you even if I didn't eat to be moitzi. So you should be a mekai, your din of birchas hamazon. Why do we say not? The din of the rabbanon, since you're saying chalnu and he didn't eat, so you should eat before him. The mashmos in the pesach is he did eat. The mishnah berurah brings the ogan avraham there's a suffix. If there's only 2 of them and they're not making a zimun anyway, his friend doesn't know how to make a bracha. Maybe I could be moitzi him even though I didn't eat at all, because it sounds like the ikar problem why I cannot be moitzi somebody else in pesach hamazon if I didn't eat is because I have to say nevos shel chalnu, and it sounds like I'm saying something not accurate. The ma'isa, the ogan avraham himself is machmir. That there was a takana by Birchas Hamazon that you should not be moitzi if you do not eat. Chenkos el Yirava, the Rabbanon of Gam is one of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Because it's in the Rabbanon that you cannot be moitzi Birchas Hamazon unless you eat. Brings it to Ra'ah. And the Ritva, Shitim and Kuvetzes, all come by the Chayinim, that all say that. So that's the bottom line. That Birchas Hamazon, you cannot be moitzi if you don't eat, but if you ate a shir of the Rabbanon, you can be moitzi somebody that ate a shir of the Raisin.